Time magazine featured it. Life magazine photographed it. People everywhere stayed home to hear it. And here is your chance if you missed it. Presenting the College Quiz Bowl with Alan Ludden as master of the quiz. Because of unprecedented interest in these exciting contests between college teams of four from coast to coast, the National Broadcasting Company is rebroadcasting the best games of this unusual series. And so tonight, by transcription, you will hear last week's winner, Colgate University, fight it out with Columbia University from their respective campuses at Hamilton, New York, and New York City. And now, let's meet the teams. First, the team members from Colgate University.
Paul Schmidt from Hudson, New Hampshire.
Peter Gould from South Devon, England.
Marty Hyatt, New York City.
Jim Wachtel, New York City.
Bob Whitney, station WSYR, Syracuse, will be the Colgate referee. And here's the quartet from Columbia University.
Tom Evans, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Milburn Smith from Fort Wayne, New York.
Sheldon Wolf from Brooklyn, New York.
Jerry Pomper from New York City.
The Columbia referee is Fred Collins, station WRCA in New York.
Now, how about those rules, Rod?
Right, Alan, and here they are. Alan Ludden asks a toss-up question worth 10 points, and the first team to signal it knows the answer gets a chance to answer it. When Colgate University signals, you'll hear... And when Columbia University signals, you'll hear... By means of a special electronic selector, the team which signals first, even by a split second, activates its light here in New York City and makes it impossible for the other team's light to flash. And whichever team gives the right answer gets a bonus question worth a stated number of points. The team with the most points at the end of the game is the winner and returns next week to defend its title here in the College Quiz Bowl.
Thank you, Roger. Now, remember, teams, you may interrupt a toss-up question before I've finished asking it, but if you do and if your answer is wrong, your team's going to be penalized 5 points, and I'll have to repeat the question, giving the other team a free crack at it. Okay, those are the rules, and that's the opening whistle, so let's go. Your first toss-up tonight could earn you a chance at a 30-point bonus. Here's your toss-up. The smallest mammal in the animal kingdom is mentioned in the title of one of Shakespeare's plays. Colgate.
Jim Wachtel.
The play is The Taming of the Shrew.
That's the answer for 10 points. You interrupted the question. I was to ask, what's the mammal? And you said, shrew. And that's all I needed to know. Okay. Shrew in The Taming of the Shrew, and here's your 30-point bonus. Colgate. You know, certain slogans and catchphrases were either coined by or used by certain presidents in campaign speeches and political oratory. Now, I'm going to quote a series of such phrases, and for a quick, you get that quick, for a quick 5 points apiece, you name the president. You got it? Here we go. First, a chicken in every pot, 2 cars in every garage.
Herbert Hoover.
5 points. Okay, 4 more years of the full dinner pail.
McKinley.
Right, for 5 points. 54-40 or fight.
Polk.
Right, for 5 points. Malefactors of great wealth.
Bryan, I think.
No, Theodore Roosevelt. All right. Now, who first used this one? The first one to use this one. Best not to swap horses when crossing a stream.
Abe Lincoln, was it?
Abe Lincoln, right, for 5 points. Economic royalists.
FDR.
FDR, right, for 25 points. Okay, here we go. Another toss-up. We've got a 30-point bonus in the offing. 30-point bonus is coming up. Here is your toss-up. England beat Napoleon's forces at Trafalgar. For 10 points, what 2 armies did Napoleon beat at Austerlitz? Colgate.
Jim Wachtel.
Austria and Russia.
Right for 10 points. Right for 10 points. Russia and Austria. Now, Colgate, here is a chance to earn 30 points simply by singing back to me the line that follows the one that I sing to you. That's right, I said sing.
Oh, Alan.
And I want you to approximate the tune at least as well as I do. Are you all set, Colgate?
This is the line that follows, Alan?
The line that follows, the one I sing. I put sing in quotes. You got a broad area here. You ready? All right, Colgate, tell me to sing the line that follows this one. My grandfather's clock was too old for the shelf, so it stood 90 years on the floor.
It was taller by half.
Go on.
It was taller by half than the old man himself, though it weighed not a penny weight more.
Right for 10 points. Very good. Okay, here we go. Sing the line that follows this one. You ready? Here we go. When I was a lad, I served a term as an office boy to an attorney's firm.
I swept the floor and I polished up the handle of the big front door.
Okay, you missed. I scrubbed the window, but that's okay. That's a good try. Certainly, the melody is mine. All right, here we go. The line that follows this one. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make her complexions like peaches and cream.
Make her the one that I
give her two lips like roses and clover.
And tell her that my lonely nights are over.
Okay! You could sing it louder, but you couldn't do it any better. Now, before we move on to another toss-up question, let's find out what the stakes are in this quiz game. Roger?
Right, Alan. Each week, Good Housekeeping Magazine will award to the school of the winning team a $500 gift to be administered by the college. It may go to a scholarship fund or to a campus activity. And each member of the losing team will receive an attractive, dependable Whitnor wristwatch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitnor family of fine watches. Since 1866, maker of watches of the highest character. Well, those are the stakes. Now, with 20 and a half minutes to go, the score, Colgate 75, Columbia nothing. Let's go back to another toss-up question.
Okay, a 30-point bonus is coming up. Here's your toss-up. The game of baseball was brought up to date, so to speak, near the turn of the 20th century. Now, for 10 points, tell me exactly the modern distance between the pitcher's mound and the home plate. Colgate.
Marty Hyatt. 60 feet, 6 inches.
Right to the inch. 10 points. Okay, Colgate, you got a 30-point bonus here. I'm going to read the opening lines of three well-known 20th century American novels, and for 10 points apiece, you're to identify the title of each work and its author. Quote, he lay flat on the brown pine-needled floor of the forest, his chin on his folded arms, and high overhead the wind blew in the tops of the pine trees. The mountainside sloped gently where he lay, but below it was steep, and he could see the dark of the oil road winding through the pass. I want the title of the work and its author.
For Whom the Bell Tolls.
Hemingway.
Right. For Whom the Bell Tolls, and Hemingway is the author. Okay, quote. The first line. What's the author and the title of this work? To the red country and part of the gray country of Oklahoma, the last rains came gently and they did not cut the scarred earth.
Oh, Steinbeck?
Yeah, Steinbeck.
Great. That's right, for 10 points. Steinbeck, Great for Wrath. All right. It was the hour of twilight on a soft spring day toward the end of April in the year of our Lord, 1929, and George Weber leaned his elbows on the sill of his back window and looked out at what he could see of New York. You got it. Come on. What is it?
Wait a minute. It's,
come on. Thomas Wolfe, You Can't Go Home Again. Okay, scoring time, Rog.
Right now, we have 18 and a half minutes to go. Colgate has 105. Columbia is yet to be heard from.
All right, come on, Columbia. Are you there?
Yeah.
You there, Columbia? Let me hear you.
We're here.
Let me hear your buzzer. Okay. Everything's working. You got a 30-point coming, 30-point bonus coming up. Here we go with a toss-up for 10 points. Whose famous line am I paraphrasing when I say, a Betty Pryor is a Floribunda is a Polyantha?
Oh.
Colgate.
It's Gertrude Stein's A Rose is a Rose is a Rose.
That's right. Who is this speaking? Who is speaking? Bob. Bob, who is speaking for Colgate?
That was Paul Smith.
Okay, Paul Smith. By recognizing that Gertrude Stein line, you got a 30-point bonus here for Colgate. You know, in the Bible, it was David against Goliath. At Weehawken, it was Hamilton against Burr. Now, for 10 points apiece, at the Battle of Philippi, it was Caesar and Antony against...
Against Brutus and Cassius.
Right, Brutus and Cassius for 10 points. Boy, you're right on there tonight, Colgate. In Republican Party politics, it was the stalwarts against...
Bull Mooses.
The what?
Bull Mooses.
No, the half-breeds. The half-breeds. In the mountains, it was the McCoys against...
The Hatfields.
The Hatfields, right for 10 points. Now, going back with a 30-point musical bonus coming up, here's your toss-up for 10 points. Where in the world is there a place called Mary Church, the Pool of White Hazels, rather near the swift whirlpool of the Church of Tassilio and the Red Cave? Colgate.
Jim Martell.
Kenya, Africa.
Can you take it, Columbia? Can you take it, Columbia?
Jerry Pumper, you know.
Nobody takes it. Yes, we do have one. What?
Tom Evans.
I'll give it a try. Would that be Wales?
That would be Wales. In Wales, an island off Wales. You got 10 points by reading this, Columbia. You got a chance. had a 30-point musical bonus. Now, all you got to do is remember your freshman English, because I think it was there that you studied the various parts of a letter. You remember the salutation, the body, the closing, and so forth. Now, here are three popular songs which could suggest a specific segment of a letter. And all you've got to do to earn 10 points is to tell us which part each suggests. You got it? Okay, which part of the letter does this suggest?
Oh, Lord, won't you tell me why I love that famous song?
Oh? Number one all over the country?
We have a conference here.
Come on, I need it. Come on.
All right. What do you say, Tom?
The body of the letter?
No, I'm sorry. That's the closing. That is sincerely required. Okay, what part of the letter does this suggest?
Wait, Tom.
That's the salutation.
That's the salutation. Dearly beloved, that's right for 10 points. Okay. All right, what part of the letter does this suggest? What did I hear? I heard it. I heard it.
The postscript.
Right. P.S. I love you. 20 points for you there, Columbia.
Right now, Alan, we have 14 minutes to go. Columbia now has 30 points against Colgate's 135.
And I got a 30-point bonus in the offing. Here is the toss-up. On February 1st, 1702, an Irish brigade rushed out to resist an Austrian attack on Cremona. Now, for 10 points, why were the Irish extremely embarrassed? You know, takers? Well, I'm going to be delighted to tell you, because they were literally caught with their pants down and went to battle without first stopping to dress. Conan Doyle wrote, "One favor we entreat, we were called a little early and our toilet's not complete. We've no quarrel with the shirt, but the britches wouldn't hurt, for the evening air is chilly in Cremona." That's Conan Doyle. Sounds like Cole Porter. Here we go, another toss-up. The bonus is worth 30 points in the offing. Here's the toss-up. Achilles killed Hector. For 10 points, who killed Achilles? Colgate.
Peter Gould.
Paris.
Paris. And Homer's Iliad, right for 10 points. Okay, Colgate, here's your 30-point bonus. Lady Godiva came from Coventry, England. Don Quixote from La Mancha, Spain. And for a quick 5 points apiece, now I want you to tell me the hometown of Homer's Helen.
Of Helen? She was from Sparta.
Right, for 5 points. Right for 5 points. The hometown of South Pacific's Nellie Forbush.
Iowa. Little
Rock, Arkansas.
Little Rock, Iowa. It was in Iowa somewhere.
What was that?
Iowa's
Little Rock, Arkansas. Right for 5 points. Of Macaulay. Cool. Of Macaulay's Lars Porsena.
Oh, Lars Porsena from Clusium.
From Clusium, Italy. Right for 5. Oh, I had no idea you were that. Of Kipling's Puck.
Kipling's who?
Puck.
Pook's Hill.
Pook's Hill, right, for 5 points. My goodness. Of Sinclair Lewis's Dodsworth.
Conference, Alan, a short one.
Indian.
Go ahead, Jim.
No conference on these 5-pointers. Zenith. Of the great Casey.
The great Casey. Mudville,
right, for 5 points.
That's the whistle for the halftime break. And before we continue with tonight's game, I'd like to remind you that the contest you are hearing actually took place last March. And so questions and allusions to current events then are not so current now. But they are included to make this rebroadcast game complete. Now, with 9.5 minutes to go, the score, Colgate 170, Columbia University 30 points. Back to the game and our master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
All right, a 20-point bonus is in the offing. Here's your toss-up. Bud Puppy is a salamander. For 10 points, what's a hush puppy? Colgate.
Paul Schmidt.
Well, that's made in the South Island. It's cornmeal fried in oil. That's right.
And you're from Hudson, New York. What do you know? A kind of fried cake made of cornmeal. All right. You got Paul. You got a 20-point bonus for Colgate. You have heard it asked, I'm sure, which is heavier, a pound of feathers or a pound of gold? Now, for 20 points, Colgate, I want you to explain why, under normal circumstances, a pound of feathers actually weighs more than a pound of gold.
Will you do that, Marty?
Yes, sir. Gold is measured under a different weight. I think it's called the Troy weight, which only gives 12 ounces to the pound. The pound of feathers is measured under regular weight, which is 16 ounces to the pound. Therefore, Gold is short 4 ounces on that pound and is...
You know what? You know what you got, Marty? You got a better answer there than I have here. That's very good.
Okay, I got a 30-point musical bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up. Epidermis and incisors are mentioned in the title of a 20th century play. For 10 points, Colgate.
Paul Schmidt.
That's by Thornton Wilder, The Skin of Our Teeth.
That is the full answer for 10 points. Ask what is the play, and it's Thornton Wilder, The Skin of Our Teeth. Okay, Colgate. Now, you know, you've heard of Walla Walla and Mau Mau. There are several examples in music of one word's being repeated and becoming a title. Here's a 30-point musical bonus. Now, for instance, Pachi Pachi from Verdi's La Forza del Destino and Can Can from Can Can. You got the idea?
Yeah, we got it.
I'm going to play three selections, and your job for 10 points apiece is to tell us the name. First, the name of this one. Do I hear anything? You can sing it, no, that won't count. Don't get it? Don't have it? Veni, veni, vieni, veni. All right. What is the title of this one? From opera, I'll give you that much.
Bacio Bacio Ben Masetto from Don Giovanni by Mozart.
That's the full thing again. I would have taken Bacio Bacio. That's good for 10 points. Man. Who was that? Is that,
That was Paul Schmidt, Alan.
Paul Schmidt. Man, all right. What's the name of this one is if you don't know?
Tico,
Tico, right for a giveaway, 10 points. Here we go now. Coming up is a 20-point bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up. J.P. Morgan, not the singer, the financier. J.P. Morgan, using financial parlance, once said, never be a bear on the United States. For 10 points, what's the modern and more familiar variation of this quotation? Columbia.
Jerry Pumper. It might be Go Fight City Hall.
No, can you take it, Colgate?
Marty, don't sell America short.
Right, for 10 points. Don't sell America short. Okay, you got a 20-point bonus by holding your shine there, Colgate. Colgate, for 20 points, listen to this. I want what area and activity. I want the area and the activity that you associate with the names Shackleton, Ellsworth, and Wilkins.
Go ahead, Peter.
That's the South Pole and Antarctica, and they were all explorers of that continent.
Oh, boy, you got an answer again, better than I have right here. Nancy Pope says, no, it's not. They were all explorers, and they explored Antarctica and the Arctic. And that's as good as that. I didn't want to offend Nancy. She wrote it. All right. Here we go now. We got a 20-point bonus that you could, if you're good on sports, work into a 40-point bonus. So here's the toss-up that might earn it for you. According to Greek mythology, King Cadmus was a pretty good horticulturist. Now, for 10 points, what odd kind of seed did he plant? Colgate.
Paul Schmidt.
He planted dragon's teeth.
That's right, for 10 points. You know what he got out of planting dragon's teeth, Paul?
What, Alan?
What did he get for planting it? What grew?
The soldiers. A fully armed army of soldiers, right.
Okay, now listen. Colgate, one of the outstanding events, as I'm sure you know, in any major outdoor track and field meet is the decathlon. You're going to earn 20 points, Colgate, if you can name 6 of the 10 events which comprise the decathlon.
Okay.
And 40 points if you can name all 10 of them. Now, take it easy and let me keep up here.
Okay. Pole vault,
shot put,
javelin,
high discus,
discus,
1500 meters, 100 meters, 400 meters, 120 high hurdles,
broad jump.
All right, 40 points. You got it all down. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go with a 20-point bonus. Man, what a score you're racking up, Colgate. Here's your toss-up. For 10 points, tell us. Where did Captain Wadsworth hide what from Edmund Andros? No takers? He hid the Connecticut Charter in Charter Oak Tree. That's the answer to that one. Okay, here we go down to the toss-up. Still in the offing at 20-point bonus. A porgy's a fish. A panda's a mammal. For 10 points, what is a panjandrum? Colgate.
Jim Wachtel.
Flower.
Can you take it, Columbia? A panjandrum. Columbia.
No takers, it's a mammal, it's a human being. It's a powerful or pretentious official, they say. All right? A 20-point bonus in the offing. Here's your toss-up. Minerva was born from Zeus's brow. For 10 points, who, according to French literature, was born from his mother's left ear? Columbia.
We've got a couple of fellas here. Mildred Smith.
That would be Gargantua.
That's right, for 10 points. Mildred Smith. All right, you got a 20-point bonus here, Columbia. You know, everyone knows that the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. But for 20 points, in what place in the Western Hemisphere does the sun rise in the Pacific and set in the Atlantic Ocean? Anybody? What did I hear?
Panama.
Panama, right. The Isthmus of Panama. That is right. And you got now a 20-point bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up for 10 points. What three things did the signers of the Declaration of Independence mutually pledge to each other? Columbia.
Jerry Pumper.
Our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor.
Right, for 10 points. Okay, here we go, the 20-point bonus, Columbia. For 20 points, tell us. Columbia. In literature, what object is described in the following words? 'Tis a rock. A crag, a cape. A cape? Rather a peninsula.
Cyrano's nose.
Cyrano's nose for 20 points, Columbia. Here we go with another 20-point bonus coming up. And a toss-up in the offing. Here it is. Aristophanes' Lysistrata was first produced as a play about 2,000 years ago. Now, for 10 points, why has it been in the news recently? Columbia.
And again, Jerry Pumper.
The post office has said that it would burn a copy, an antique copy of this book that has been sent through the mails.
All right, it's Bandit. Here's your 20-point bonus, Columbia, by getting the right answer. That was a current events question. 20 points. If you can tell us why the following time is a happy time. 4:36 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You know, Columbia?
Take a guess at it.
The sun rises at that time.
No, it's coming very soon. It's the time on March 21st when spring officially arrives.
Alan, that's it. The bonus is over, and also the game is over for this week. The final score in the College Quiz Bowl tonight is 100 points for Columbia University and 310 points for the winner, Colgate University. To each member of the Columbia University team, it's our pleasure to award an attractive and dependable Whitnor wristwatch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitnor family of fine watches. Since 1866, makers of watches of the highest character. For fielding the winning team tonight, Colgate University will receive a $500 gift from Good Housekeeping Magazine to be administered by the college. And these varsity scholars from Colgate will return next week to compete in the new All-American Quiz Game with the varsity scholars of Duke University at Durham, North Carolina. Now, once again, here is your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
I want to congratulate Colgate, and I want to say to the four men from Columbia, Sheldon Wolf, Melbourne Smith, Tom Evans, and Jerry Pumper, you did a good job. It's been great having Columbia University here in the College Quiz Bowl. Now, next week, Colgate meets Duke University in Durham, North Carolina. So, won't you be with us again next week and every week for an exciting quiz game here in the College Quiz Bowl? Now, this is Alan Ludden urging you to be with us again next week and wishing you all a very good evening.
The referees tonight were Bob Whitney of station WSYR, Syracuse, for Colgate University, and Fred Collins of station WRCA, New York City, for Columbia. Listen to the transcribed College Quiz Bowl next week when Colgate meets Duke University and they come up against this question.
Where in literature is a cranial contusion treated with vinegar and brown paper?
Well, what do you think the answer is? Which team do you think will win? Tune in next week for the answers to both of these questions. And join us for all the other rebroadcasts of the most exciting games in this famous series. College Quiz Bowl is a transcribed NBC Radio Network presentation, originated and produced by John Moses and Don Reed, written by Nancy Phobes and directed by Ken McGregor. This is Roger Tuttle speaking.
Monitor takes you everywhere each weekend.